Hey friend, I'm Tanisha Sela, and you're listening to the Life of an Empath podcast. I'm an empath, Akashic Records reader, and intuitive guide. I'm exactly what you would expect a modern day mystic to be. I meditate, I'm a crystal lover, sporadic yogi, and I believe in love and universal goodness. I help high-level creatives, empaths, and teams achieve emotional clarity and allow them to utilize intuition as business strategy. On this podcast, I share stories about my personal spiritual journey, the lessons that I'm learning through my clients, and life as a wife and mom of two toddlers. Welcome to my life. Let's get started. Welcome back to the podcast. It's Tanisha and
Ray!
You're here. And today we are talking about a very interesting topic. We're talking about the spiritual concept of surrender. We're talking about false narratives. We're talking about all things spirituality, as we always do in our own way.
That is so correct. And I'm super excited about this session today. You can't call it a session, y'all. We just sharing up in here. But I'm really excited because I think that surrender is a topic that many people struggle with. I being one of those people, let me use I statements. And I feel like you have a lot of really great things to share on surrender that really help us to better frame our understanding. So what I would love for you to discuss, Ms. T, is tell us a little bit about, like, what is surrender? How are we defining it? And how do we kind of see it in our everyday lives?
I see surrender as just really leaning in to spirituality. I think there's so much resistance that happens when we are walking the spiritual journey. And I really believe that has a lot to do with the fact that we feel that we have to sacrifice so much to be at this place of enlightenment. But I define it very simply as just a leaning in, you know, just acceptance of the journey, if you will.
I love that. I love that it's simple, right? I think people think surrender, and the synonym for surrender for many people is to fight. And
yes.
I think that in the definition that you just stated, the antonym for surrender in this definition that you're giving us is simply to resist, right? You're using what I love to call like neutral language in order to help us understand that it's the actions that are attached to them that actually create the reaction. So I think that there's a lot to unpack there, but how does the lack of surrender start to take root beyond resistance? I think what a lot of people, let me use I statements again, I do, is sometimes we create this notion. We have this reality of our own construction that supports this narrative that we are not resisting. Can you tell us a little bit more about how that created and what's really detrimental about creating these perceptions?
I think it's created in our need, our desperate need to feel like we are in control of our own lives. And that gets mixed in with the concept of free will. And in that, we create our own story about how things should look like and how we want to show up to our own lives. And that serves as our own self-validation, if you will. And the detriment in that is that, for one, we're not going to ever achieve our soul purpose. We are rejecting spirituality. And in rejection of spirituality, we're rejecting spirit. In rejection of spirit, we're rejecting our higher consciousness. So ultimately, rejection of spirit is rejection of yourself, you know? So the detriment in that is that we're unhappy. We're unfulfilled. We were born to seek, and seeking ascension is the purpose of life. Like, if you ever wanted to know what the general purpose is, we're here to seek. You know, I keep saying that in my sessions, I keep saying that in my group sessions. And I think that our rejection of our purpose and our rejection of surrendering is just to our own detriment in multiple ways. There are many manifestations of that.
I really love that idea that we are here to seek. I think that that is something that no matter how someone identifies religiously, no matter how someone believes, that seeking, right, that journey is a universal element and a part of every living being's transformation, one would call it. I think in the last podcast, you might have even called it, did you call it transcendence or like ascension? You called it something that I was like, whatever that is, I want to buy some. But it's really, quite frankly, the heart of surrender, right? You surrender so that you can continue to seek. And I think something that I would love to leave the audience with in this podcast today is, how do we surrender better?
We surrender better by getting to know who we are on a soul level. Surrendering doesn't happen unless you surrender to yourself first. And I think that we get so comfortable in coming to our emotions and giving in to how we feel versus actually accepting that universal pull that is always guiding us, no matter if we accept it or not. It's always pulling at us. That's what it means. That's what we're chasing when we're seeking, that gravitational pull. And so I think that we must answer to that. You know, that is how we start to surrender. Surrender is listening. Surrender is yielding. Surrender is acceptance. Surrender is meditation. Surrender is prayer. Do you know what I mean? Surrender is all of these components of spirituality. I mean, you know, surrender is spirituality in so many ways. You know what I mean? And I think if we could do that, if we could start doing that, if we could listen to our guides, if we could listen to our teachers, if we could listen to each other as we show up with these synchronous messages, then we would all be surrendering often. And the more often you surrender, the closer you are to purpose, the closer you are to enlightenment, the closer you are to peace that we all seek.
Ooh, that is a full word. I'm going to just let that linger. I think that you've said and given us a lot to really think deeply about. And all I'll add is every time you were speaking about, you know, surrender is prayer, surrender is meditation, surrender is spirituality, I kept hearing surrender is stillness. What I mean by that is the quieting of the self, the ego, the mind, so that you can hear spirit speak. And that's something we could all definitely get better at. Thank you so much for that word. I think it's what a lot of us need to get through today. And I know I personally am going to be spending some time today seeking and see who I encounter on the road.
Well, thank you so much for joining me today, Grace. And I thank you so much for our listeners that have joined. If you took something from our podcast today, and if you are struggling with speaking on the journey, go ahead and send me a DM over at _lifeofanimpact_, and we'll get you started on a better path, a clearer path, and help you to join the conversation with us. Thanks so much for joining, friend. Talk soon.